So you guys ready? You guys ready to hear some of your own team? I got some names here. So let's just go. I think this one's going to start really good because I think you guys really love this person. Let's go with Kyle Wheeler. Kyle, where are you at? So what are you going to do? What are you going to do for us? You got some jokes? You got something good?
Kind of. I have a song I wrote.
All right, let's hear it.
We're going to see how this goes.
All right. You guys ready? Let's hear Kyle.
Hi, folks. My name's Kyle. I grew up in Yakima, but it's pronounced Yakima, but I never knew. I'm very sad about that. That has nothing to do with what I'm going to sing. Another year is gone, it's almost Christmas time. Everyone is all stressed out, just look at all these lines. This guy just cut right in front of me. I wanna punch him in his face until he bleeds. 'Cause I'm about to lose control, so hide your kids and wife. I go crazy around Christmas time. At Christmas time we hang out with our families, and at grandma's house you can be sure of one thing: expired food and molded cheese. That salad dressing there expired in 93. But it's something so predictable, now I don't wanna eat. 'Cause if I do, there will be vomiting. There's lots of presents underneath the Christmas tree. I'm hoping I get all of my favorite things. That way I don't have to fake a smile and act excited all of the while. It's something unbelievable, but it happens every time. I got socks and underwear that aren't my size. A 72 pack of socks? Who gets that? Let's all be honest, we all love getting gifts. But something I've noticed since having a kid, there's lots of presents, but none are for me. They're all for heaven, 'cause my wife is super cheap. And now it is a guarantee, there are no gifts for me, 'cause I just called my wife super cheap. And now it is a guarantee, there are no gifts for me, 'cause I just called my wife super cheap.
Yee-hoo-hoo! Next up, I've heard nothing but good things about this lady. I think she's gonna make you laugh. Erica Jones. You can use this mic. Yeah, you can use. We'll just ask a couple questions. You excited?
No.
Are you nervous?
No.
Are you gonna use your phone for notes?
Maybe, possibly.
Yeah. Okay. You can. That's okay. All right. You ready? 2 minutes? Okay.
Well, hello, hello. You may know me as Erica, and that is correct. That is my name. But I'm also the token single lady here at Northwest Life Church. So, hey, I really think I am. I do not have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, for that matter. Sorry. Wrong audience. Okay. same love. Sorry. But yeah, I am single. And I would say I'm very happily single. I mean, I cry at night and wish someone was there to hold me, but I think that's expected, right? If you're single, that's your view of every single person, is that they're just miserable. But I don't know if I'm really missing out on a ton of, like, when I look at marriages, I'm like, oh, okay, sure, that seems cool. I mean, there's obviously the big thing I'm missing, which I won't mention because there's children in the room, but I think the three things I'm missing out on, one is Costco. I have absolutely no use for Costco. There's not a thing in Costco I need. And then another thing I'm missing out on is getting fat. Hey, don't kill the messenger, okay? All right, because whenever you get in a relationship, you get fat, that's just what happens. And then you get married and you get even fatter. Hey, you guys are happily married, all right? Relax. And then you, like, come to the realization you have to lose weight, so you lose weight, and that's what happens. But the main thing I'm missing out on is date night. Date night is huge. Everyone goes on date night, and everyone posts about it, and I see the pictures, and I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what the post about date night is for, because it's always, like, an awkward picture of the person sitting across from you, and it's like, oh, out to dinner with this lovely lover of my life, whatever it is. And I don't get it, because I don't know, like, are you looking for affirmation? Like, yeah, man, way to go. Or are you trying to make me jealous from the picture? Because there's a reason you're with that person. I think they're disgusting. Like, I'm not into it. Like, I don't know what you want me to do with this picture. I mean, whatever, it's your own thing. But, you know, my friends and family, they all assure me that I will find someone at some point in my life, which is fine. And my grandma was asking me, she said, actually at Thanksgiving, she said, are you dating anyone? I was like, no. Do you have any prospects? Which is an even worse question than are you dating? Is there anyone even in the radar of you? No. And I said, no, not really. And she was like, well, you know, you just gotta meet some new people. And she's probably right, I probably do. But my grandma is also a racist, so she's probably wrong. That's my time. Thank you, guys.
You were good.